Are you tired of feeling burned out? I know I used to feel burned out all the time, and then I discovered some tips, tools, and strategies to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I will be sharing them on this show, as well as interviewing experts that are going to help you transform from exhausted to energized and stressed out to serene. If you're ready to break free from the burnout for good, let's jump into the show.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we are really excited to have Karen Hall with us in the studio, the queen of empathy. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's great to be with you.
It's so great to have you on the show. Let me tell you guys about Karen. She is an incredible woman. She is the executive producer of the LA Tribune. She is a best-selling author, an international keynote speaker, and she is known as the Queen of Empathy, which I think is such a lost art and way of being in the world that we're in. Everything is so abrasive, divisive. I feel like people have lost their graciousness, kindness. So we need empathy now. So Karen, tell us a little bit about your origin story. How did you get the title, the Queen of Empathy?
Well, that is such a great question, Rebecca. And, you know, I really appreciate what you're doing to help people going from burnout to balanced and have a beautiful life, because I experienced burnout myself a couple times in my life. And I remember one time when things were just really rough. And I know you've had challenges in your life too, Rebecca. And thank heavens, you know, that you have these experiences, because I know you've gained a lot of empathy from the things that you have gone through. And so my husband and I were going through an extremely stressful time. We had massive financial setbacks. We had all kinds of stress in our life. And we were both, I had postpartum depression. I was just hanging on by the hair of my chinny chin chin. And so was my husband in his world doing the things. And we just felt very empty. And he had nothing to give. I had nothing to give. We were both just struggling. And I felt resentment. I felt, you know, really like, why can't he do more to help me? I wasn't sleeping all night. I was sick. I had a colicky baby. I just had so many stressful things. And he was trying to earn a living. And I remember reading the book Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. And I was so touched by this book. It just was a huge paradigm shift. And I realized I wasn't being as loving. I was not being the authentic, loving, divine being that I was created to be. And I realized that I had to work on a lot of things in myself. So it really was a lot of self-reflection that brought this, because I realized that I was carrying these blocks to love. And when I was able to remove those blocks and to tap back into who I really was, that I was a being of love, and then give that love, it made all the difference in my whole being, my well-being. And so I know that you're a spiritual person too. And I know that's one of the pillars of things that are important to you. And that was what got me through. And that was how I realized that having empathy for the other person was the only way that I could build that relationship. And so now I help people learn how to build relationships of trust in their professional life, because we need that as a leader, as an entrepreneur, and in our personal lives as well.
That's a beautiful story. And that book was part of my spiritual awakening as well. So thank you for sharing about A Return to Love. So what are some steps that we can take to build connected, trustworthy relationships, especially in a world that is so transactional? How can we start a great business or friendship or even romantic relationship? Give us some key steps.
Well, first, I think we need to be aware. And as I'm an emotional intelligence expert, and this is something that I have had to work on, I am still learning and I am still growing. And I still go through having to recognize the very first step of awareness. What is going on within me? What are the thoughts that I have about this person, about this team, about this job? And recognize those thoughts. And are they loving? And when I take that. I usually recognize it first in my body. There's something within me that I just feel off. You know, maybe I feel tense. Maybe my shoulders are tight. Maybe I feel sick to my stomach. You know, there's different things that I usually recognize within my body. And then I go to the thought, what is that thought? And I become emotionally aware of myself. And then as I recognize that thought, I validate that thought. Well, I can see why I would feel that way, you know, and there might be some truth in the thought that I have, but even with the truth, what is the greater truth? And so maybe a person is difficult on my team. Maybe I'm leading a team and somebody is just, you know, the stick that's, you know, sticking in the spokes of the wheels that's just stopping movement. And I'm like, okay, I might have some resentment toward that person or judgment toward that person. When I recognize that judgment, I say, okay, well, maybe that person does have an issue, but what's the greater truth? The greater truth is what's going on with that person? Maybe they have fear. Maybe they have something that's going on within them. So then I become emotionally aware of what the other person is going through and what they might be thinking. And then I reach out to that person after I think some positive thoughts. So I have to think some loving thoughts, this person, and have empathy for them. And sometimes I use my imagination. Sometimes I'm not in a position where I can actually have that conversation. If I can, and they're receptive, oh, hallelujah. But sometimes that's not the case. So then I have to work on it from my end. What's a loving thought that I can think about that person? What's a compassionate thought that I can think about that person? What if I was that person? And how can I show love? And then when I think that, my actions follow suit, and then I can build on that relationship. And I am fascinated with the power of thought, just thinking loving thoughts, saying prayers for that person, saying prayers for me. Please help me to be loving and to think of this person the way, you know, my divine source would think of this person. And when I can see them as a being of love, when I can act as a being of love myself towards them, it changes the whole dynamic, even when people are far away, even when I don't have those conversations. And the energy that I put out somehow connects with their divine being. And things start to change. And I have seen it happen over and over and over again in my life.
That is so beautiful. I know that Marianne Williamson is a student of A Course in Miracles, and I'm paraphrasing, but one of the most potent lessons for me was every conversation, somebody is giving love or requesting love. Right. And if somebody is being rude or unkind, it is a huge paradigm shift to see that as they're actually acting out of fear and they are requesting love.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that was one of the most powerful things for me too. And I trained under Marianne Williamson
as a
spiritual life coach. And it was so amazing to get to ask her questions, because I had read her book, several of her books. I was just like everything I could find that she wrote. And I studied The Course of Miracles. And then when I got to talk to her, and I would give her, you know, like case studies. Well, what about this? And what about that? And it was so amazing. And I just felt like I was just like, teach me, teach me. You know, it was just an incredible experience to get to work with her directly.
That's incredible. I like her so much that I asked her to be my wedding officiant for my second wedding, but it was during COVID and we just couldn't swing it. But yeah, that's probably why we're talking right now on this podcast, because, you know, we're a vibrational match. So I know you are a spiritual coach and you work at a very serious, not so spiritually oriented business, the LA Tribune. So how do you reconcile like the two sides of your personality, the very practical and the more ethereal?
Are you tired of endless diets and frustrating results? I know I was, and I didn't want to count calories, count macros, and I definitely didn't want to jab myself in the stomach with a needle to get the benefits of GLP-1. I'm so grateful I discovered the Body Transformation System. I have been on this easy to follow supplement program for a month, and I cannot even believe it. I went from 25% to 17% body fat. I haven't been under 20% body fat in my entire adult life. What I love about this system is it's all natural. It helps you regulate appetite, boost your metabolism, and burn fat. No chemicals, no needles, no harsh stimulants, no side effects, just results. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your sample. I can't wait for you to get the same results that I'm getting. And let's get lean and strong together. See you back in the show.
Well, so this is very interesting. So the thing that attracted me to the Los Angeles Tribune is that they want to flip the narrative. We're at 17-1 negative media stories to 1 positive, and they want to flip that on its head. They want to. They don't have polarizing stories. They have events where it's all educational. They want to uplift the world. And I'm like, wow, that's what I want to do. And so it's really incredible the things that they're doing and the things that they do for free. They offer these educational events. We have one next week with Dan Kennedy on marketing. And we have ones on all different kinds, leadership. We have all different kinds. So I feel like I am being able to share these messages like you are doing with the world and at these events, and I get to interview amazing guests. And so it's kind of like a podcast on steroids. But that doesn't mean that in other areas, I still have to deal with those practical, difficult, sometimes negative things. And when I'm in that situation, I use those exact same tools. I have to say, okay, what is going on with this organization? Why is this organization, you know, promoting fear? Well, there's a lot of reasons why they might be doing that, but I can still have compassion for that person and that organization. And I can still recognize that there is a desire for connection of some sort. Maybe it's a connection to make money, but there's a desire for connection. And it is always a plea for help in some way. So it's either love or it's help. And remembering that is the most powerful thing, because when someone acts in an unloving way or in a way that's driven by ego, Our natural reaction is to be repelled by that. And so to reach out and strive for that connection with compassion, I'll tell you, it has been the biggest paradigm shift in my life. And I have to remember it, because my first reaction sometimes is like, ooh, I'm an empath and I am a highly sensitive person. So I take on energy from people and I feel that energy. And it's a challenge for me. And that's why I've had to work on it my whole life. And that's why I've studied it so much, because it was something that I personally needed in my life.
So being a highly sensitive person, what are some techniques or methods you use to set boundaries so that your energy doesn't get depleted?
Yeah, one of the things I have to say is, thank you, but no thank you. Thank you for, you know, whatever they're wanting me to take on. And I have to recognize. And usually it's, like I said, it's something within my body. I start to feel a somatic sensation of some sort. And I feel the energy. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Sometimes I feel like, whoa, this person has such strong reactions. And it's so overwhelming. And sometimes I just have to take a break and say, you know what, I'll get back with you on that. Or, you know, I need to have a break. I often have to take a little break so that I can regroup and ground myself and remember these tools, because those tools fly out of my head when I am emotionally escalated. And so what I work on is how to regulate my nervous system. And what's so amazing is when I regulate my nervous system, I co-regulate with you and it calms your nervous system. And that is another tool that has been just the most brilliant thing in the world, that I had no idea that did that. It took me a long time to realize that. And I remember my dad's a psychologist and he used to tell me, you have a gift to soothe people. And I'm like, really? And I didn't really understand what that meant for years and years until I learned about regulating your nervous system and how you co-regulate. And I'm like, oh, that's what my dad was telling me. And then I saw it in action again and again. And that is another powerful tool that I teach people, because I've had to learn it, because when I was so escalated, I just wanted to run away. Get me away from this negative energy. And I wanted to be able to calm myself somehow, but I had to get away from that negative thing. But now I realize I can calm myself sometimes in that situation. Sometimes I still have to take a break, but now I've learned how to even calm myself in that situation. I've been in leadership roles that have been very challenging and a lot of negative pressure and negative energy and attacks. And I have to remember, where are those coming from? Why is that happening? It's because there's a cry for help. There's a cry for connection. There's a fear that's going on. And then I have to calm myself and remember that. And then I have to offer love.
Beautiful. If you had a billboard on the side of the road and it could say one sentence that would inspire humanity, what would it say?
It would say, you are a being of love. I would remind everyone their divine identity so that they would know that they had love to give and that they could tap into that at any time and give love to themselves first and then fill themselves and give love to others.
Beautiful. And what are your favorite self-care practices for cultivating self-love?
My favorite practice is when I started as a child. I used to go to the mirror and I really felt like I didn't quite fit in. I felt like I was much more sensitive and more spiritual than my family. My dad's an atheist. My mom's an agnostic. So I talked in the mirror and I would say, how are you doing? I'm sorry that they don't understand you, you know? And then I learned to tell myself I loved myself I had compassion for myself first. Then I was telling myself how much I loved myself. Then I was celebrating things. Wasn't that great that you were able to do that? Now I do mirror work in a much more effective way. I didn't really know how to do it and how to use the present tense. Like I am succeeding. I am courageous, you know, and so I use these affirmations in the mirror work and I look at myself and just stare into my eyes and tell myself how much I love myself every day.
So beautiful. Thank you so much for being on the show. Everyone, this is a Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Karen, how can people find you online and where can they stay in touch with you?
The best way is LinkedIn, just Karen Hall. And I also have a podcast, The Hero Within, Karen Hall. And those are the best ways to connect with me. And I am so grateful, Rebecca, to connect with you. And I love your podcast. We really need your messages to have a more beautiful life and to move into that balanced life from burnout. So thank you for what you are doing for the world.
Oh, thank you so much for that acknowledgement. I receive it. Thanks everyone for listening. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye everyone.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I hope you found great advice and actionable tips. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you loved it, rate, review, and subscribe. We are so excited to watch you transform from burned out to blissed out as you continue with us on this transformation journey. Until next time, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Imagine looking back at the end of 2025 and saying the best decision I ever made in the entire year was going to the Mindset Manifestation Retreat in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with Rebecca. Not only will we set intentions, goals, and strategies for your new year, we will give you 21 customized affirmations, a vision board, a power word, a playlist, and every tool you need to get all 7 pillars of your life to a level 10 and to crush your goals in 2025. In addition to all the goal setting and masterminding, you'll get to relax in a luxury spa, do yoga, and have a sound bath, all at a beautiful retreat in amazing Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And if you can't make it all the way to Mexico, which I know you want to do, and I can't wait to see you in Mexico, I'm having a little mini version of that on December 29th. It is a free training I do every year for my community called the New Year, New You Workshop, where you will get 21 customized affirmations to make sure that 2025 is your best year ever. Go to the show notes to learn more. I'll see you at the retreat.